Protesters are calling for the Whitney Museum's board vice chair to step down. That's amid reports that Warren B. Canders owns a company that sells tear gas. WNYC's Shamita Basu has more.
The protesters who poured into the Whitney's lobby call themselves Decolonize This Place. They all had one thing in common. Their groups are affected by the use of tear gas, whether at the U.S.-Mexico border or at Standing Rock. They say they support Whitney staff members who signed a letter calling for the vice chair to step down. Rick Chavoya, a member of the Kumeyaay tribe, lit sage in the museum lobby.
Sage?
Sage?
Is medicine.
Is medicine.
Tear gas?
Tear gas
is poison.
The fire department ushered the protest outside. Some museum goers were annoyed, saying they too were driven out by the smoke and smell. Others said they sympathize with the cause.